You know, it really is. And I don't know if it'll be normal. Hopefully it'll be exciting and a lot of fun, which all the meets pre-COVID were. And, you know, we're very excited to have a big crew of swimmers coming in from around the area.
So how many teams are coming?
You know, we've got five outside teams and then our own home club, the Owen Sound Aquatic Club. So it's a good balanced meet and about all we can handle with the time frames we've got at the pool. So we're going to be going full tilt all weekend.
Ken, how big is your club and how many of those swimmers will be participating in a competitive meet this weekend?
Yeah, we're at about 120 this year overall members. That includes our youngest swimmers that don't compete quite yet at this level and then our master swimmers. But we'll have about 58, I think it is, we've got in. Orangeville's the biggest team coming in with in the 90s. And then Collingwood, Hanover, Port Elgin, all anywhere from 30 to 50. And then a nice team coming up from Waterloo, bringing a bus up. So that's great for the community.
Ooh, that's near Kitchener.
Yeah, that's you're important. Thinking hockey, I bet.
Get your slam in there. What does it mean to your kids to have this kind of competitive aspect? Because you obviously practice and train quite a bit, but to have an actual race.
Oh, I think it's the, you know, the ultimate thing for the kids. It's what they put all the work in for, and it's fun for them. You know, some of them, the new ones, it's a little bit of anxiety and anxiousness for sure, but they have a lot of fun being on deck with their friends. And, you know, getting to measure themselves, you know, against their own best from the past, which, you know, some of those are a little bit old because they haven't had full meets for a while, some of them. And then measuring against the local competition, some standards that they're trying to make for regionals, which come up in February in Orillia. And lots, you know, some of our kids trying to make provincial and even beyond that levels of meets. So it's a great opportunity for them. And it's, you know, other sports, it's the game, you know, playing against other teams. For us, it's racing. And we call them meets, and it's just going to be a fun weekend.
And, of course, the benefit of athletics, you know, the kids getting in shape, and they learn so many different things that they can use throughout their life.
Absolutely, yeah. No, time management, you know, and just the overall health of what we're doing with their life every day. And a lot of our kids are involved in multiple sports. You know, they're in skiing, they're in school sports, they're in so much. And it's just great to see that multifaceted outlook that the kids have.
Ken, I know you want to thank McDonald's for their support, not just this year, but through the years with your club.
So much so. You know, 10 years of a formal relationship, and, you know, we hope it doesn't end, but this is kind of the probably the swan song of the big sponsorship they've been doing, and so much appreciation. I know they've got a new location going up down the road across from Sleep Country as you go out. I think it's the 26th there, and can't wait to see that. But they've been a wonderful partner, wonderful sponsor, and a big thank you to McDonald's for sure.
Well, a couple of things. What time does it start this afternoon, and is there a fee to come and watch the kids swim?
Yeah, so the oldest kids, 13 and over, will be racing in some longer events and then some pure sprints. The warm-ups are at 3:30 for the kids, and then 4:30 will be racing start. It should go till about 6:45 tonight. And then we're back at it for a marathon day tomorrow. We have 7:30 a.m. warm-ups, 8:30 start, and we'll go probably till about 7 p.m. tomorrow night with three different sessions. The younger kids, which are always fun to watch, if someone wants to just come out and check it out, is, you know, it starts around 1 p.m., and those are the 12 and under kids. And then the finals tomorrow night, we'll have one combined session on Sunday, and that gets started, I think, at 9:30, and that one will go till a little bit after 1 o'clock, so a full weekend of racing, and big thanks to all of our parent volunteers, you know, from our club, the meet manager, all the different officials that will help out throughout the weekend, both from our club and from the visiting clubs, and even just some longtime friends of the club that, you know, may not have kids with us now, but they still come out in time and help in any way they can, and that's a big thank you to all of them.
If someone's listening and maybe they have a youngster that they'd like to maybe put in the aquatic club, what can they do?
Two easiest ways, you know, Google Owen Sound Aquatic Club. Our website will come right up. And then, you know, they could email myself at osacheadcoach@gmail.com.